This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
I'm Smelly the dog. I am a mutt. I'm Smelly the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, a travel kitty. I have a girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big car. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a wolf. In the summer, I stay cool. I have a fountain, I live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm Smelly the dog. I am a mutt. I'm Smelly the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and Super Smiles, welcome to a Super Smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my handsome co-host, two-time shelter dog, Super Smiley, who's the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival. Go, Super Smiley! His latest film short, Dogumentary, was filmed at the University of Georgia with the Georgia Bulldogs. It's called A PSA for Kindness, Go Dogs! It's only 2 minutes long, and you can help us share kindness around the world just by watching it. And if it makes you smile, then share it to Share Kindness. It's at kindnessfilms.com. Super easy. And here on A Super Smiley Adventure, we explore adventures where animals lead. These can be adventures for fun or missions of animal advocacy or inner journeys of self-discovery where our pets become our healers and teachers. As for me, I'm the pet lifestyle coach. I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle, and then I help train them so they keep that pet forever. Today, we are continuing our amazing adventure. We travel to beautiful Orlando, Florida, to the Global Pet Expo. In our last episode, we started exploring the expo and discovered that it's bigger than 7 football fields. It has over 3,500 booths filled with everything for pets. Super Smiley and I quickly realized that as we were scoping it all out, this was going to take 2 shows. So here we are recording our adventure right on the show floor, searching out our picks for toys, treats, food, equipment, missions, everything dog. Okay, so where do we start today? Smiley says toys. Isn't an Angel's favorite? Tuffy, because they're tough and a lot more. Like, how can you get your dog the position of official toy tester? Here we go.
Hey, everybody. We're at the Global Pet Expo, and we are now here with Steve Sacra, and we love Steve. Super Smiley says Steve's one of his very favorite people because he invented and is the founder of the Tuffy Toys. Right, Steve?
That is correct.
Now, Steve, I saw you for the very first time on television several years ago, and you were talking about how your toys were made. Would you tell everybody what's so special about them?
So you saw me on QVC.
Is that it?
I think so.
Probably, but you were dissecting exactly what these toys were, and it is truly different and truly it works.
Well, yeah, they're definitely unique. So our toys are made with multiple layers. So we have 2 layers of luggage-grade material on the inside, and then we put soft fleece on the outside. So think of like 3 layers of material, right? And the reason why we put soft fleece on the outside is because everybody wants to have something soft in their mouth, and sometimes polyester or nylon or any of the other durable toys, they put that on the outside and it's not so, I don't know, comfortable for the mouth. So putting fleece on the outside is fantastic. Then we cross stitch all of that together so that all 3 layers are now sewn together. And then we edge that with polyester. And then once we edge that all the way around the sides, then we sew the different pieces together. And then we put webbing around the outside of that to cover up those stitches as well. So you have multiple layers, you have multiple layers of stitching, which create a durable dog toy. And then for safety on the inside, if your dog happens to reach the core, we have all the squeakers are sewn into safety pockets, and the safety pockets give you 1 additional layer before, let's say, I don't know, before your dog has a chance to swallow a squeaker, and that's definitely something you don't want to have happen.
And one thing that I love, well, many things I love about your toys, but these are the most durable that I have ever found in the entire world. Everyone knows I had Angel, the beautiful German Shepherd, and she was massive. And we have Super Smiley, who's a big old giant shelter mutt, and your toys are really, really strong.
Yeah, and we even have ones that are even more layers than the ones that I just told you about. So we have some that go all the way, our Mega line goes all the way up to 7 different layers. But we always have to remember, just as we would never let a child chew up tiny little parts of a toy, mm-hmm. we definitely don't want to let our dogs chew up a toy and ingest the parts of that. So if your dog decides they want to chew, make sure that you take your toy, take it away from them, and then give them something that's ingestible. Because toys are for interactive play and for fun time. And we have over 600 different toys that we make between the Tuffy line, the Duraforce line, the Mighty line, and the silly squeakers, which are a lot of fun as well.
I'm looking around here in the Global Pet Expo. First of all, they are look like there are definitely hundreds of booths, probably over 1,000 booths. I don't know exactly how many, but you just mentioned Mighty, Duraforce, Tuffy, and are they different levels of hardiness?
They're all different constructions. I mean, the Tuffies are made with the, like I told you, with the webbing that goes around the outside, but then the Mighties are a different technology where we actually flip it inside out. We put the fleece on the outside, but then we put all the durable parts of it inside the toy. So from the outside, it looks like a normal
creature. They're little creatures.
Soft creature plush, but we know that they're made on the inside extremely durable.
They really are, yeah.
And then the Duraforce is made with a technology called Textilin, which is a really strong synthetic fiber material that's coated where we can do the same durability we do with a Tuffy, but in with one layer with a Duraforce. So
and the designs, you've got alligators and monkeys and elephants and dinosaurs. What's your favorite? Your dog's favorite? What do they like the best?
Well, you know how they say the cobbler's kids have no shoes.
What?
Look, we specialize in toys for really big dogs, and I have Italian greyhounds.
Oh, they're
so
beautiful.
I mean, we have a ton of people and friends who are all dog testers. Matter of fact, we have over 1,000 different dog testers that we send toys out to just test our toys.
And they're dogs?
Yeah, and they're dogs.
Super Smiley wants to be a dog tester?
Well, anyone can sign up to be a dog tester at mydogtoy.com.
Okay, cool. That's good.
You go online and you agree to get some toys sent to you, and then you try them out, and we scale everything from a scale of 1 to 10. On durability factor. So when it comes out to you, look at the durability of it, and then you determine whether or not your dog's experience with it keeps up with the number that we rate it at. And then we take that, and that's how we adjust the numbers of all the ratings of our toys are based on our toy testers' feedback. So
I love that. See, I knew this was very scientific and very, very well done. Once again, Smiley's favorite.
That's scientific, but that's just using...
You're getting data.
Great data, yeah.
Great data. So. And so Smiley's favorite are the Tuffy toys. He's used the alligator and the sheep, and we just love it. So Steven Sacra, thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
All right, well, thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, one more question. Do you have any dogs at home? You got your Italian
Yes, no,
greyhound?
I have my two Italian greyhounds, and that's plenty.
I know that animals are healers and teachers. Have your greyhounds taught you anything about life, about your business?
They've taught me everything about life. Yeah, you know what they do? They teach you how to take any day that you may think that you have something crazy going on and realize that life is so simple and wonderful and that how much love they have for you. So
I love that. And also, one more compliment to you. You all have the very best booths always at all the shows. You do.
We
rock your booth.
We try very hard.
Okay, Steven. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Tuffy Toys. Go get one.
So I'm looking for new products that you all will love, and so I start with Smiley here as my advisor. Now, he's getting his teeth cleaned next week under anesthesia, which is kind of scary, so I want to find something that can help us keep them clean after they're professionally cleaned. This booth looks like it's science-based. It has a history that started in the 1800s, and it has a cool name, so I'm checking it out.
And now I'm here at a really cool booth, and their name is The Missing Link. So I came over to say, what is The Missing Link? And I'm talking with Jessie Young, and her family has been in this business since the 1800s. She's awesome. She's their director of marketing, knows all about it. Hi, Jessie.
Hi, so nice to meet you.
It's wonderful to meet you, too. Thank you for inviting Smiley over. They just gave him some water, and they gave him this really cool, what looks like a treat, but there's a lot more than a treat. Tell me what Smiley just ate.
Okay, so Smiley just ate the Missing Link's new product. It's called Once Daily, and it's an Omega Dental Chew. And essentially what it is a full serving of a supplement, our supplement, in a daily dental chew.
I love that because I was just talking to you about Smiley is going to have his teeth cleaned next week, so we know all about that. And I give him dental chews. Sometimes I brush his teeth. I try to take care of them. But one of the things I think about when I give him these dental chews is, what is this really? Because some of them, they're really good brands, but they just look weird. And I'm wondering, you know, is this good for him, his intestines, for his actual health and his coat, or is it just something that's going to scrape off the tartar? So talk to me about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So when we were designing this product, we know that dental issues is a big problem for for dogs. And so when we were designing this product, we also wanted to help not only with remove plaque and tartar physically, but actually, in addition to the supplement, it has a product called Stacy, and it, which is a patented form of vitamin C, which actually works from the inside as well to help with dental health. So gums and all of anything in the mouth can stay healthy from a nutritional standpoint and as well as from that physical abrasion standpoint.
I love that. And again, it's called The Missing Link, and it's Once Daily Omega Dental Chew. Is that what people would look for in the store?
Yeah.
I love it. It's got this cute little doggy on here, and it's a larger size for Smiley, at least the one that Smiley just had. And he loved it. He's over here chewing on it. And you mentioned something. I mentioned the 1800s. What did you say about your family having dogs or being in the health world? Something. Tell me what you said.
So in the 1800s, they delivered pianos, and their horses pulled the carriage, and they found that their horses were getting lame.
Uh-huh.
And my great-great-grandmother created a tincture that helps them not be lame anymore. And ever since then, we've been pet, animal, large, small, obsessed. So we're in it.
I love that. So that is in your DNA. I love it. The missing link. That is so wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. And tell me about your doggies at home. You have some animals at home, right?
I do. I met my husband at the dog park. We have two fur kids. Actually, my dog picked out my husband at the dog park. I was like,
the best way to do it.
I was like, he's cute. So Wilco is a rescue that I've had for 9 years, and
aww.
Frank is a rescue that my husband's had for about 4 years, and they're in love, and it's pretty cute.
Oh my gosh, that's like a match made in heaven, a match made in the dog park. Same thing, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And so on our show, we know it's called A Super Smiley Adventure because dogs will always lead us on amazing adventures. And I also know that animals are healers and teachers. Mm-hmm. So what is Frank, and what's your other dog's name?
Wilco.
My gosh, how cute is that? What have Wilco and Frank taught you about life?
Well, gosh, what haven't they taught me? But I would say joy, daily joy, and to be in the moment and to be very present, to always be positive. And I just had a baby about a year ago.
Aw, congratulations.
Thank you. And they've shown me so much patience and love, and they take care of the baby, and it's the connection with the dog is so much more than like an animal relationship. It's like more on a soul level, so...
Absolutely. Yeah. That is the best way to end this. It is on a soul level, and we know that. Thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us on A Super Smiley Adventure. And Smiley and I, because as I said, we are focusing on dental now, is getting his teeth cleaned next week. We're going to go out and get the missing link. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
In case you all missed our last episode, it was our starting walk into this giant 7 football fields of pet products expo. So again, I want to give you all a picture of what I'm looking at right now. As far as I can see, I mean literally as far as I can see, there are pet products. And coming up, we have so much more. I'm so excited about this show. We hear that the legendary actress Loretta Swit is here, and she's going to talk with Smiley. And then there's another organization that's working on a big scale to bring pets into people's lives, and another of Smiley's show picks. Lots more, like the Bumper Jumper. They're right up our alley for pet travel and adventure. They sent Super Smiley a Bumper Jumper to our house, and Smiley's been trying it out. What it is, it's a super strong padded covering designed very specifically for the back of the SUV to protect your car and keep it dry and clean when your big dog or your pack of little doggies descend into your SUV way back. Now, the cool thing about the Bumper Jumper is that when the back gate is open, the front edge of the Bumper Jumper extends over the car bumper. So mud and dirt is really truly kept out of your car and off your bumper as your dog jumps in. It comes in black, has this cool image of a dog jumping into the car on the Bumper Jumper bumper guard flap. Smiley loves it. I use it. And you can find it on the web at bumper-jumper.com. Be sure to put the dash in there, bumper-jumper.com. Or on Amazon, just go there and search Bumper Jumper, 2 words. So thank you, Bumper Jumper. And we will be back right after this with dog equipment, inspirations, a movie star, and 7 football fields more right after this. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
Hey, cat people. Litter box smells always on your mind. Think about your cat, not the box. With World's Best Cat Litter, the litter that delivers big odor control in a tiny package. World's Best Cat Litter harnesses the concentrated power of corn to trap odors deep inside the litter. Ready to knock out smells and use less litter? Find World's Best Cat Litter at Target, Walmart, and in your local grocery and pet stores.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure in beautiful Orlando, Florida at the Global Pet Expo. 7 football fields of pet products and people working to help pets live their best lives with their people. We are in heaven. And now we get to talk with another way cool executive working a super fun program with pets. And I'm at the Global Pet Expo. I just spoke with Bob Vetteri, and now I'm with Steve King, another amazing man. He's the president of PETA, which is the Pet Industry Distributors Association. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm wonderful. First of all, thank you for everything you do for the pet industry. But on the Super Smiley Adventure, we want to talk to you about pets in the classroom, because that's where Smiley and I, that's where our passion lives. So can you tell us about your project?
I'd be happy to. So Pets in the Classroom is a program that we run that provides funding for teachers to have a classroom pet. And it can be any type of pet that they want that actually lives in the classroom. So we have small animals like hamsters and guinea pigs, and we have reptiles like bearded dragons. We have fish of all kinds that live in aquariums, and we have birds, small birds that are appropriate for the classroom environment. So what we do is we have teachers will come to our website. They'll receive a grant for us, and it's available to teachers from pre-K through ninth grade. And then they are able to go out and purchase whatever pet they like and the products they need to care for it and keep it in their classroom.
I love this. And you said that they are able to purchase these, everything they need. So do you fund all of this? Anybody can do this once they're approved? Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Wow.
So we fund not only the original setup and the animals that they choose, but each year the teacher can get a what we call a sustaining grant where they can go out and purchase up to $50 worth of additional items they need to care for the animal long term. So our goal is to keep those pets in classrooms for the lifetime of the animal so that children that come through each year have the opportunity to interact with those animals.
I love this, and I'm sure that the children, one of the themes on my show is animals are healers and teachers. So you think the kids learn from the pets? What do you think they learn?
They most certainly do, and one of the biggest things that we have found through some of the research that we have done is that the empathy that children develop for the pets and understanding the care needs of those pets translates to how they interact with their peers. So we know the socialization that is that results within the classroom is a tremendous benefit not only to the kids, but the teachers see that as a way for the children to bond together and to work as a class instead of having conflict. And the pets really have a tremendous influence on that in particular.
I love that. You mentioned not only teaching empathy and respect for one another, but I'm sure it also teaches them to, well, we know that when animals are in the workplace, that the workers, the employees, the adult employees, they're more focused, they're happier, they get along better, just their spirits are uplifted, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we know that teachers often will use that pet as a reward for children. So the ability to care for the animal or spend some extra time with the pet when they have behaved well in class is a great motivator for kids.
I love this. Well, Steve King, thank you so much for bringing this program to the world. Thank you for sharing it on Pet Life Radio. And if teachers are listening, where can they go to get this initial information?
They go to petsintheclassroom.org, and everything they need is right there.
That's pretty simple. Thank you from me and Super Smiley.
My
bye
pleasure.
Bye-bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
I'm here looking for amazing pet products and new inventions to help us with our close-up lives with dogs. As a dog trainer, I see lots of dogs pulling their people down the street. And I just saw a harness that's different from anything I've ever seen. It looks to me like it will work well. So if your dog pulls, let's see what's up here. And Super Smiley and I are here at the Global Pet Expo, and we've been walking around looking at all the leashes and all the harnesses, and I found one that I love. It's by Two Hounds Design, and I'm here with the owner of the company, Alicia Navarro. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Smiley and friends.
We're so happy that you're here at the Pet Expo, and thank you for joining us on a Super Smiley adventure. So let me back up and talk to my listeners here. I don't know if all of you know, but I'm teaching a community service group dog training class every Sunday in Greensboro, North Carolina, at the beautiful LaBauer Park. And many people bring their dogs with harnesses because they don't want a flat collar
because the dog pulls and they don't want to be choking their dog, which makes perfect sense, that they've got these harnesses that have a big plate in the front, or even if they don't, it just encourages the dogs to pull and pull and pull and pull and pull. So, Alicia, do you agree with that, that some harnesses encourage dogs to pull? What do you think?
Absolutely. If it's not the right type of harness, it can definitely encourage pulling.
Yeah, think in terms of the husky, the sleigh dogs pulling, right?
Yes, yeah, called the opposition reflex. I don't know if your guys are
familiar with that.
So the opposition reflex is what causes dogs to pull. When they feel pressure on their chest, they are inclined to pull against it, and it causes them to pull harder against some types of harnesses.
Right. So these big dogs that are just pulling and pulling, and the people are jerking and jerking, and the dogs are pulling more and more, they are exhibiting the opposition reflex. Did I say that correctly?
That's correct.
Okay. So in general, Smiley was trained without a harness. I use different types of collars, and he's so happy and so well trained, and I just love him. But some people do want to use a harness, and they might need one. But so I've always been looking for a harness that I thought would work, that seemed logical to me. And I found one right here. Alicia, tell us about your harness.
So our harness is called the Freedom No Pull Harness. It's made in the United States, and we use U.S. source components everywhere that we can.
Love that.
The harness has two points of connection rather than just one. So you can connect to the front of the harness and the back of the harness. It gives you two points of contact with your dog, which is better communication with your dog. A lot of people don't realize that as you walk your dog is receiving signals and communication from you.
So let's stop right there.
Yep.
Because I love that, because a lot of people don't understand that when they also, I'm going to switch subjects a little bit here, when they use those leashes that are in the little, like a little pocketbook, for lack of a better word, and the leash extends out, there is no communication between the dog and the human hand. Could you just elaborate on what I just said?
So the dogs feel the vibrations from your hand as you're walking, and when you use a leash like that that has the little container, that will muffle the vibrations from you, and so you're not communicating as effectively with your dog.
Yep. Okay. So now back, thank you for explaining that. So now back to the harness about how yours works so well, because you're going to have that communication between the hand and the dog's body. So go ahead.
So the Freedom Harness has the two points of contact. The contact on the top is going to be a martingale loop. And what that does is it tightens very, very gently. There's no pain for the dog. But when the dog pulls, that tightens very, very gently around the dog's chest. When the dog stops pulling, it immediately releases. And so the dog gets immediate positive feedback. And that's all from the equipment. You don't have to do anything. The equipment is doing all of the work for you.
Right. And let me interject here, because I'm looking right at this harness. It tightens around the dog's, the barrel, his torso. When you said chest,
it's like a hug.
Yeah, it's not the front. Oh, it might tighten a little bit around the front, but it's mostly around the torso, the behind the shoulders, around the torso, right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, like,
and it's exactly like a hug. And if you think about when you get a really great hug from a friend or from a family member, it feels about like that, except, you know, the dog is trying to pull. And so the other connection that we have here in the front, what it happens is we call that your power steering. It allows you to redirect your dog's attention. So if you're walking down the street and your dog is pulling very hard towards something, you can stop walking and wait for your dog to stop pulling. And a lot of the times, the martingale loop is going to tighten gently around the chest. The dog is going to feel that. And when you stop walking, the dog will immediately stop and turn around and look back at you. So most of the time, that's all you have to do. If you have a really dedicated puller, what you can do is you stop walking, and if the dog is still trying to pull, you've got that front connection right there. You can just turn your dog right around and walk back in the other direction. And the idea is you want to make not pulling more rewarding than pulling.
Right. Absolutely. I love that. And let me explain this a little bit, because this is radio. The front connection is literally right at the bottom of the neck, the bottom of the throat, on the front, between the two front legs and the front of the chest. So if you wanted to put more pressure there, the dog would turn around and look at you, and then you'd stop, right? Or if you wanted to have more pressure on the back, because you have one leash, one lead, but the lead has got two snaps, one on each end. And one end is connected to the top of the back, like where a normal collar connection might be or harness connection might be, and the other one is in the front of the chest, and they both are connected at the same time, so it makes a loop. So you can actually choose which one you're going to put a little more pressure on, or use them both and let them both kind of dictate what the dog needs, right?
That's correct. In addition to that, our leash, it has a floating handle on it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to just hold the handle on the leash, that floating handle will actually move along the length of the leash and do all of the work for you. So if your dog is walking in one direction, then your handle is going to slide, and it's going to communicate with your dog, apply the pressure wherever it needs to be. It does all of the work for you.
I love this. I really like this a lot. Thank you so much for bringing this out to the world, Alicia. Keisha, and tell us that where your website is or where people can find this harness. How can they find it?
We are online at twohoundsdesign.com. In addition to that, we have a where to buy section on our website. So if you want to buy it locally, you can look for your zip code on the where to buy section, and you can go and have a custom fitting with the dogs.
I love that. Well, as I said, I teach a group dog training class, so I am absolutely going to be sharing your information with my class. And
thank
I know
you.
The doggies are going to be so happy, and the people are going to be even happier.
And hopefully comfortable, too.
Yes. Thank you, Alicia. That's Alicia Navarro with Two Hounds Designs, and we're at the Global Pet Expo. Bye, Alicia.
Thank you so much. Bye.
In these 2 days, we've covered adventure, travel, treats, dental, dog equipment, missions, and one thing about dogs that we always see is that they bring out the best and the fun in people. As we continue on, a big shout out and thank you to the Bumper Jumper, the way cool, super strong cover for the way back of your SUV when your dog's riding along. And the cool and unique part of it is that the part of the Bumper Jumper by the SUV back gate folds down to cover the bumper so your car stays really clean if your adventure includes mud or beach sand. And you all know I have horses, so Smiley and I are totally on board with this one. And you can get one at bumper-jumper.com. Now be sure to put the dash in there, bumper-jumper.com, or on Amazon, just search Bumper Jumper, two words. And as you know, we have lots more adventure coming up, like Super Smiley's going to interview iconic actress Loretta Swit. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Drew. We're the Property Brothers, and we're on a super smiley adventure.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure in Orlando, Florida at the huge Global Pet Expo. And now I'm still at the Global Pet Expo, and I have met Loretta Swit. Hi, Loretta.
Hi.
It is so wonderful to see you. You are iconic Loretta Swit from MASH and many other amazing projects, and now you have a beautiful book out.
I do.
It looks like it's for animal advocacy called Switheart Animal Alliance.
Yeah,
tell us about your book.
That's not the name of the book. The name of the book is... actually, it's a long subtitle. Here, I'll read it to you.
It is Switheart,
but the H-E, as you see, blends back into the background, and it's Switheart, which it also is.
Oh, beautiful.
But it's the watercolor artistry and animal activism of Loretta Swit. It's all about my activism told through my paintings, and as my dear Angela Lansbury said, how wonderful that you can use your talent to do so much good. So what happens here is all the money goes to my charity, which is Switheart Animal Alliance.
I love that.
So that was confusing enough.
No, it's very, very, very clear. So tell us, what is the mission of Switheart Animal Alliance?
Well, alliance being the operative word there, we allied today with so many different groups where we're going to do fundraisers. All the money goes into the alliance and then goes fountaining out to the ones who need
different
us
projects.
The most. Yeah.
And
yeah.
What are some of the projects that are on your heart now that you're hoping to work with or you're going to work
mostly with? It's bringing back the teams of military and their canines.
Yes,
you know,
I love that.
That's unacceptable the way it's being handled now.
It is. Well, a dear friend of mine, Chris Reagan, runs Mission Canine Rescue, and they've been doing this for about 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And she's been on my show many times, and big shout out to Chris. We love the work she does.
Where is she stationed?
She is based out of Houston, Texas, but she gets the dogs from all over. She's the only organization a nonprofit that actually has a contract with the military. The military actually works with her, so she does it fast and efficiently.
Excellent.
Yeah, we, Mission Canine Rescue.
Yeah, well, okay, she's got to be in touch with us.
I will tell her.
Yeah, these are the kind of bondings that we're trying to achieve.
Yes, and Loretta, isn't it amazing how animal people do work together?
Yes, and yes, for the most part. Our hearts are always in the right place, mm-hmm. and at an expo like this, you meet the nicest people because they care. That has been my experience, animal people are always so generous and giving and compassionate, understanding, because they're in tuned, I guess, with the animal in them. You know, we are animals.
Right.
And once you kind of accept that and start treating animals like people, you know, the same hurts and the same loves and so forth. So this is important. And to separate, again, back to the warrior dogs, I call them, to separate a winning team is heart-wrenching, heartbreaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we, all of us, will not stand for that.
Right.
So we're going to do something.
Oh, Loretta, bless you. I love that. Now, one more question. Do you have any animals in your life, any personal pets that live at your house?
I do. Actually, January 31st, I lost one of my cats. He was very, very old.
Sorry.
And he was he had kidney failure, and that was very difficult to bring him back around. But he was a joy. But he was 16 and a half years old. So we had a lot of wonderful times together. His litter mate is with me now. She went through terrible withdrawal losing him. She lost 6 ounces. Now, for a little cat, that's major.
It is, right. A lot of body weight. Right.
4 ounces are back with a lot of love and care. And eat this. Don't argue with me.
And that's hard to argue with a kitty cat. They're a little more obstinate than dogs.
Yeah. She's pretty. She's a tough little girl.
Oh, bless you.
And I have a Yorkie.
Oh, how cute. What's your Yorkie's name?
Her barn name is Jadamuska. We call her Munchkin.
I love that. So cute. Now, one more question. One of the themes of our show is animals are healers and teachers. Have you learned anything from your pets?
Every day. I mean, we speak the same language. I talk to them. They talk to me.
Yeah.
I would think the total lesson is putting me back in touch with my animal instinct, what is animal and giving and loving about myself.
Right.
So living with them, and I've worked through the series. I had incredible animals for On the Air.
Right.
I worked with the most dangerous animals and the most loving animals, and it's a mindset. Sometimes the trainers would be behind the camera having a stroke watching me hug an orangutan,
because
they weren't sure a primate would misinterpret that as aggressive. But I said, no, how could you? I mean, she knew I
and
loved,
you know. You could feel the connection.
Absolutely.
I don't
tell everybody to do it. I just, I've had a grizzly lick my face. So I just don't ever think I'm not connected.
I understand.
With animals. And it's maybe zen, it's healthy, but overall that would be my biggest lesson, is that we are one, we are all connected, and it's time the world caught up with that, how much we owe our animals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially in this particular venue, what we owe our military. I work with an organization called Pets for Vets. Now, we match dogs with vets and find a perfect marriage. And what better can we give somebody who's given their time and life, put their life on the line for us? How better to show our love than giving a creature to them that will give them unconditional love?
That's the answer.
How best can we show it? And that's the best way we can think of.
Yes, because we rescue them and they rescue us.
Exactly.
Every day.
Well, the search dog, we rescue these babies. Where's the rookie? You have to look at that before you leave.
Okay, I will.
We rescue lab puppies, for example, and we evaluate them. The picture of the rookie is a little dog waiting to be evaluated. And if they're trained, they turn into rescuers, the search dog rescue unit.
Yes.
So, again, you have this team of trainer and dog, and they're deployed all over the world saving lives. So we have to keep connected with that idea. I'll give you the best example I know. Earl Holliman, great man, great animal advocate, is our president emeritus of Actors and Artists for Animals.
Yes.
Okay. I'm vice president there at the moment. Earl used to be our president. Wonderful Joanne Worley is now our current president. She's great. Now, Earl would shamelessly go to the studios and knock on doors and ask for money for actors and others. And so one day he was went to this honey wagon. The artist was working on the set, and her husband was there. A little hard of hearing, and so Earl was busy pitching, you know, actors and others. And he said, yes, sure, come on in. And he was going to write a check, and he said, what did you say? He said, actors and others for animals. He said, animals? No, no, no. He said, animals. We give to AIDS. And Earl said, that's a very worthy cause, sir. But let me point something out to you. When AIDS first surfaced in our lives, nobody, and I mean nobody, not doctors or nurses, would go near the victims because we knew nothing about this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The only drop of love and compassion they got was from a working animal who hopped on their lap and licked their faces.
Right.
By the time Earl was through, he was writing a check. We have to remember what is collated with, yes,
yeah,
sure, give, absolutely give to AIDS research, but keep in mind, when somebody's coming at you for animals, you know, there is that bonding that went on, and they deserve the same recognition, you see, and so...
Absolutely, they do so much for us.
Yes.
They keep people alive, they uplift us, they find people, and the Canines for Warriors is another group.
Yeah. Mostly, I would say, what we do, especially at Actors and Others, mostly we do education. We need to teach people, remind people. I was just in touch with these people who are, they want me to illustrate a book about how to care for your pet, and step by step, and so, and we've chosen a, well, it's the wrong name, but a pit bull. That's not their real name.
Staffordshire Terrier.
That's right. There it's not their real name, but that's how they're known. And it's bad press, and we're going to try to also fix that. Mm-hmm. Just language is very important. For example, we say animal companions. We don't even say pet companions. It's a misnomer.
Absolutely. Like, I never say I'm Smiley's owner. I always say I'm Smiley's person. I'm his person.
Yes, or his human, you know.
Yeah, same thing, exactly. Well, Loretta, thank you so much for sharing all this beautiful wisdom and sharing your beauty here today. We are so happy you're here at Global Pet Expo. Thank you for joining us. Beautiful Loretta Swit.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
So many amazing people here for pets with great missions and products. At the 2018 Global Pet Expo, we met the Adopt-a-Pet Service and pets in the classrooms. Let's see, we found great dental care, food, treats, walking equipment, the Shady Paws sunshade. I'll have all these links on my website at meganblakeofficial.com with smileys and my product picks from the amazing Global Pet Expo. And again, a huge thank you to the Bumper Jumper who helped bring us this show today. Again, that's the Way Cool cover for the way back of your SUV to keep it all clean and dry as you head out on your adventure. You can find it at bumper-jumper.com or on Amazon. Just search Bumper Jumper. And a huge shout out and thank you to our super producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. Smiley sends you a big smooch. And you can all follow me or contact us through meganblakeofficial.com. All my social media stuff's there too. And remember to check out and share kindness at kindnessfilms.com. From all of us on a Super Smiley Adventure team, we hope you enjoy all your adventures with all your pets. Until next time, woof and super smile.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.